Let's just kick things off. You guys are currently on tour. You guys have been such a big legendary band for such a long time. After all these years, have you guys ever played a fair? Because you're playing the Eastern Idaho State Fair. It's Thursday, September 5th. Is this something new for you guys?
We've done a few of them. It's not our normal show, but they're not, it's not really that different. It's always a good crowd at the fair. People enjoying their fried foods.
Yes.
And, plastic cups of beer. So good time.
Apparently, the Eastern Idaho State Fair is like a really big fair. Everybody from this side of the U.S. comes to it. And I did try the fried food yesterday. It's fantastic. So if you get a chance, I highly suggest all the fried food.
Oh, good, good. What's a good fried food to get?
Oh, man. So this one's not technically fried, but this cowboy burger they came out with was the best burger I've ever had. And I'm not a burger person. I don't really like red meat that much. Best burger.
Just okay.
Two slices of burger patty. There's cheese. There was a piece of ham on it. I don't know. It was wild, but really good.
Oh, man.
Yes.
My arteries are clogging just thinking about it.
We ate so much food yesterday, and I didn't eat anything for the rest of the day. I barely had breakfast this morning. I'm still feeling it from yesterday.
All right.
So, I mentioned, you guys have been around for so long. After all these years, how do you guys keep it fresh while on the road?
Oh, we just love doing it. We really do. We love just playing for people. Mm-hmm. And that's what we get to do. It's not like, I guess there's some work involved, but we're playing. We're playing music. We literally are out playing in front of people. And when the music connects with the audience, there's no feeling in the world like that. That's what keeps us doing it. A lot of times the traveling, getting to places can be, a little tiresome. You're waiting, in airports, waiting in planes, stuck on the tarmac for a while, But once we get to get out in front of a crowd and jump up and down and make noise, it's all worth it.
So that answers my next question. Do you guys want to do this forever and just continue for as long as you can?
Absolutely. Like I said, I get to go out and play for a living. I don't ever want that to stop.
That is a great job. We're all envious for sure.
Definitely.
I know there's a bunch of fans here that have never seen you guys before, which is crazy to me. What can they expect from their first Offspring show?
Yeah, well, I mean, we've got a bunch of songs that we come out and play for a fair. We'll usually try to make sure it's pretty hit heavy,
Oh yeah.
So all the songs that we've done videos for, we're going to try to do all of those. But then we also want to do some album cuts for the some of the deep cuts for the hardcore Offspring fans as well. And then we're just going to have a good time. Some of the songs we'll do a little bit differently live. The other ones we're just going to, get in your face and blast through them, and hopefully, the crowd will sing along and get moving along with us.
Is there a favorite song you guys like to play for a crowd, one that everybody's just going to lose their minds to?
I really enjoy playing all of the songs. I really do. We've been mixing it up and throwing in a cover song. We've been doing AC/DC, which is always fun for us. It's
nice.
A little self-indulgent. Doing a whole lot of Rosie, and we've been having a lot of fun doing that. But I mean, the songs we've been playing for 25 years, off Smash, Self-Esteem, Come Out and Play, super fun songs to play every night. And then You're Gonna Go Far, Kid is one of the newer ones that goes over really well, and that's super fun to play. And we've been doing a new song that's not even released yet, and it's called It Won't Get Better, or at least that's the working title right now. We may change that. And that's going to be on the new record as soon as we have a distribution deal. That'll be out. But that's going over great every night. Having a really good time playing that as well.
Okay, that's awesome. That actually leads me into my next question. The last I heard, the new album is done. When are we getting it? When can we expect it? At least the single you just mentioned.
Yeah. Honestly, nobody believes anything I say. I kept saying this spring about 2 years ago. saying in the spring 2 years ago. So nobody believes the word I say. The record is done. We just are working on a distribution deal. As soon as we get that, and it looks like we've got something, but hopefully we can sign that. And then as soon as that's signed, then we just start working on the artwork, track listing, title, all of that.
Okay, cool.
Pretty simple stuff.
So possibly next year. Because it sounds like you still got a lot to do.
Be soon. And I would say if it doesn't come out next year, then we're really negligent. I'll be honest with you. I have it all on my computer. I'm ready to just put it on an email and hit send.
Oh my
reply
God.
All and hit send.
Noodles releases the new Offspring album by accident.
Yeah, totally right.
Why was there such a long break between your last album and this one?
Yeah, part of the reason is Dexter, who writes all the songs, he was working on his PhD for a lot. So that took up a lot of time, and we fully supported him on that. You know, that's just an incredible endeavor, and he knuckled down and got it done. But he didn't just do that while he was doing that. We've been touring a bunch and recording as well. But we tour at least, 3 months out of every year over the summer, as well as doing, a lot of one-offs on weekends. And we've been doing the Sabroso festivals on weekends every spring for the last 3 years.
Yeah.
We don't really, it's hard to get it. We don't go in the studio at all while we're touring. It's hard to even write kind of while we're touring. We're pretty much focused on the live shows, making them as good as they can be.
When this new album comes out, because like you just said, you tour quite often, will you do a full tour for this new album coming out?
That's the plan, yeah. Hopefully. Depends on if people aren't sick of us, by the time the record comes out. We've been hitting it pretty hard this year, doing a bunch of the Sabroso Fest in the spring. Last fall we did, and summer we did a 311 tour across North America. And we've got more dates planned. We've got a whole Canadian tour set up. We've got some Mexican dates. We've got some South American dates, as well as some more shows coming up in the U.S.
Do you have a favorite place to play? Is there somewhere in the world that you just absolutely love going to?
I love going pretty much everywhere. I do love Japan. We got to do Japan the beginning of the year in January, and it's so much fun. Yeah, and I just love the food. I love the culture. I got to go early with my family and some friends of ours and actually do some touristy things. So that was really cool. And we just did Europe, and that was just a blast. We do Europe pretty much every summer, either the first half or the second half. We kind of rotate. And we did the second half of the summer this time and just had a blast. So much fun.
Oh, I wish I had your job. Just going to Europe in the summer, no problem. I'm just going over there.
I know, right? Yeah. And we're really lucky that we've got a pretty good, we've been going, since 1993 to Europe, and we go pretty much every year. And we're real fortunate that we've got a pretty good rep over there. Got a lot of great fans and they keep inviting us back. So we consider ourselves very lucky.
That's amazing. Well, that's all the questions I have for you. Like I said, I'm sorry about all the phone drama that we just went through, but I appreciate you taking time out of your day to talk to me.
You got me to go walk out on the beach, and I'm watching the waves roll in while we talk, so it's actually a very delightful interview.
Any interview where I get to beach.
Of course I am. Yeah, I don't know if you can hear the waves breaking. There's actually some pretty fun looking, small but fun looking surf rolling in right now. So maybe
amazing.
Maybe I'll paddle. Yeah, maybe I'll throw on a wetsuit and paddle out. Looks like it's still pretty cold water.
Awesome.